Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hour number two, July 4th holiday weekend. Now, also happened to coincide with my six-month visit to my local dermatologist. As you can see, it looks like I've stuck my head in a beehive once again.
Actually, it doesn't look like it normally does.
It doesn't, well, because I'm taking care of myself. I'm lathering up with Reef Safe.
Well, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Now, Reef Safe is the official sun care product of Scuba Radio because it's not only good for your skin and protects you for those from those harmful rays, it also is good for the reef. You know, that's the problem with this stuff is that, you jump in the water on our dives, all those oils and things get off your body and into the water column, settle down on the reef, and end up killing it. It's really a big problem, or a much bigger problem than most people realize. And Reef Safe is biodegradable and made specifically so it doesn't harm the reef. Dan from TropicalSeas.com, the makers of Reef Safe, is on Scuba Radio right now. How are you?
Great, Greg. How about you?
I'm good. Happy July 4th week for you. You know, it's kind of interesting. Being the 4th of July was smack dab in the middle of the week. We get to celebrate two full weekends of it. I love that. You get to blow up more stuff and all kinds of...
I'm not entirely sure that they encourage you to blow up more stuff this weekend.
Oh, yeah. They do. They don't have to encourage you, but they look the other way. That's what the thing is. You know, so my neighbor who... you know, anything in Florida, we have fireworks, but we're not allowed to technically set off anything that explodes or leaves the ground. Well, he didn't see that memo. Or is it a memo or a rule or I don't know. But God bless him for it because it makes things quite fun. So we have kind of an extended time to blow stuff up this week, which is always a fun thing. However, it also gives you a full week to get out to the beach, hang out, do some... You know, vacation time, I'm getting ready to do some of that myself. And it's very important this time of year to think about that sunscreen, right, right, Dan?
That's correct. It's definitely the high UVA ray time of the year.
Yeah. So, once again, TropicalSeas.com. You can go there and buy some of this stuff. Bill? You were going to say something?
Actually, I am curious about this because my daughter... is she's two.
Right.
And she spent a lot of time outside this summer, a lot more than we'd ever spent before. And we use a lot of suntan lotion on her. And is there a benefit to my pool if I'm using the Reef Safe?
Hmm. What do you think, Dan?
Yes, there is. Oh, yeah. We get a lot of compliments that the Reef Safe can come off in the fresh chlorinated water either, so it stays stuck to your skin. You don't get it coming off around your pool tiles. You don't get it into your filter system, so it makes your cleanup and labor a lot less.
Well,
so Reef
good.
Safe and pool safe.
Yeah, maybe we need to do a special formulation for pools, which is the same formulation,
yeah,
but we just call it pool safe.
Yeah, pool safe. That'd be
yeah. Why not? Yeah,
we get lots of letters from people on that. So it works in pools, too.
Yeah. Now, I know you have several different types of the Reef Safe that you sell. You can get a spray-on version, a lotion version, you know, 15 SPF, 30 SPF, you know, a few different variations in that regard. But you also have a bug mix. You know, so when bugs...
So bugs don't get sunburned?
Exactly. No, wait, I don't think that's right. What is it, Dan?
It's so that they smell better when they hit the bug zapper. They
maybe?
Release like a perfume.
I
love the smell of fresh fried mosquito.
I think that would only apply to a stink bug. But I don't think that's really what they do. I mean, what do you got here? What is this stuff? What is this bug lotion thing?
Well, it's actually a spray. Sprays are newer to us, and instead of doing a continuous spray, we do a fingertip spray. You know, the old-fashioned pump, use your finger.
Right, okay, yeah.
Spreads it out.
Yeah.
So that makes it safer.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can kind of zero in with it that way a little bit, and it won't, what, get it, keep it out of your eyes and stuff? Is that what you mean? Because have like a... what is it? Crinella? Is that the name of the... What is it?
Citronella?
Citronella. Right. Is that what it is? And you have some of that mixed into the suntan lotion, so it kind of does double duty, reef safe and bug spray kind of thing? Is that... All right. Well, that makes sense. And I've seen some of that stuff, but once again, this stuff is all natural or biodegradable, good for the reef. Good for the bugs. No, yep. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good for the bugs, maybe.
It's not that good for the bugs.
Well, it doesn't
kill them. That's true.
No.
Yeah.
It's a fragrance that bugs don't like, including the noceums.
Okay, well,
don't like it.
Yeah. See, that'd come in handy. You know, right now, not only is it July, you know, 4th of July week, big vacation week, but I'm getting ready to go down to the Keys right after my little thing over there in Myrtle Beach. Which I could probably use some there, actually. But down in the Keys right now, oh, forget about it. You know, they just had the storm, what, Tropical Storm Debbie swing through there, so it's nice and damp all throughout there, and that's when the bugs come out. And you get down there. I've been down in the Florida Keys, and God bless them, but, man, sometimes in the evening, you will be eaten alive. I mean, it is scary how many mosquitoes they have down there. So you can't survive without this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, having some reef safe and have it do a little double duty on the bug repellent thing is a good thing. So, once again, tropicalseas.com. Go there and get some. You just did a big order for some troops or something, too. Is that right, Dan?
Yeah, we do some items in reef safe. The military is actually using it in some of the field army hospitals for the guys. So they've jumped on the green bandwagon and we've already gotten two reorders this year from them.
Wow. All right, so people that are in the hospital, in the Army, need suntan protection.
No, I think they dish this out during boot camp or something. Isn't that what it is, Dan?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
At the field army hospitals, when they disperse them, they give them their sunscreen there.
Right.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Not necessarily in the hospital. They just have to...
That's where they dispense it.
Because
yes.
I'm pretty sure most roofs are an SPF of over 100.
Yeah. Yeah, but they have to. They make them go out outside and do all this crazy stuff they got to do. So, it's good for them to be protected and protecting the environment in the same sense.
And,
once again, go ahead. What?
Doesn't sweat off in our eyes.
It doesn't sweat off, right? Okay. Yeah, and
you
were telling me just a little tip here for the holidays when you're using this stuff. It's good to put it on, or say if it's really hot, which is all hot across the U.S. right now especially, is to dry off a little bit before you put this stuff on, because if you put it on, you're all sweaty or you're coming up out of the water on your surface interval. You want to dry off a little bit before you put this stuff on to make it adhese better to your skin. Right, Dan? Is that the deal?
Right. Take a 5-minute break. Try and get in the shade. Dry off. Cool your skin down, and then reapply it.
Makes sense.
They suck better,
And it will protect you better. Very good. All right, Dan. Well, you enjoy the rest of your 4th of July week, and we'll catch up with you again. All right.
Same to you guys. Take care. Thank you.
Yeah. Try not to blow anything up.
Why? What's wrong with blowing stuff up?
Because
it's just the one time
of
year.
We're past the point where blowing stuff up is okay.
No, it's being that 4th of July was in the middle of the week, it's grandfathered in for both weekends.
No, it is not.
You ask any cop. He's going to turn the other way. He's just going to keep on driving. He's going to arrest you. I know this.
It's the 7th of July.
It's kind of like when you're speeding just in, and you're just under 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Yeah, not in a school zone, Slick.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But yeah, you can blow stuff up.
No.
But you want to be greased up with your reef safe while you're doing it. This is prime time when it comes to getting fried. Just ask me and my dermatologist. He's been pretty happy with me, though. You're right. I don't look as bad as usual.
He's got a wing of his house named after Greg Holt.
Well, that's true. I've sent his kids to college. and that was because I didn't lather up when I was a kid.
I was just talking to my wife the other day, and I said, you know, it's getting to be about that time of the year when we get to see Greg look like he had the worst shaving accident ever on his forehead.
Hey, he looks like Winnie the Pooh, like he stuck his head in a beehive.
But you don't look that bad this time.
Thank you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody lay low in Bimini, oh, ain't nothing new. I recall that's what I came here for.
Yes, laying low in Bimini, that's what Neil Watson was doing here recently, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Hey, Neil, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
So you've been laying low in Bimini, have you, with the Calypsonians? Have you been kicking it back there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about Bimini, because they've been going through some changes lately, and you did just spend some time over there, I know. So, like in a general sense, the island is definitely bouncing back, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's rocking and rolling over there. You know, ever since the Bimini Big Game Club reopened, which was kind of like the lifeblood and the anchor of Allistown, you know, downtown Bimini, it's really rebounded. A lot of other places have opened up since the Big Game opened up, and it's back to the heyday.
Yes, it definitely is on its way, if it isn't already there. Last couple times we've been there, we just had a ball. Just so much fun. End of the World Saloon, the Big Game Club, You know, they got these other couple big resorts on opposite ends of the island. And it's only, what, 42 miles from the coast of Florida or something like that. Am I right? 42?
You know what? It's 48 nautical 48. Miles from Fort Lauderdale. I think it's like 45 from Miami. Literally a 20-minute flight airtime. And speaking of flights, we got something really cool going on. There's a new air service. You know, in the heyday, there was Chalk Seaplane Service that flew into Bimini, and that was the major transportation to the island, and unfortunately, it went out of business a few years back. But a new guy started a new company called Tropic Ocean Airways, and he flies out of Fort Lauderdale and Miami, and we're putting in a floating seaplane ramp right at the hotel. So rather than having to fly into the South Bimini Airport and then getting the bus and the ferry boat and all of that, you can literally fly directly into the harbor, land. They taxi up to the front desk almost of the hotel.
Wow.
You'll be able to clear customs and immigration right from there. The same thing leaving. You know, you just walk out the door, hop in the plane, and away you go. It's very, very cool.
Now, what kind of seaplanes are these going to be? Is it like what you flew in and out of last time we were there in Bimini, or what?
Well, yeah, that one's in service right now, but they're working on getting a caravan.
Okay.
I'm not sure how many that hold, like 10 or so.
Yeah.
You know, a caravan float plane, which will make it much more efficient. And, you know, you'll be able to handle bigger groups and stuff.
Right.
But the other biggie in terms of means to get transportation to get to Bimini is they've been working on this fast ferry service, which is already operating into Grand Bahama Island. But it's going to start in the next couple of months going into Bimini, which will be amazing. It's an hour and a half right out of the main Port Everglades cruise ship terminal in Fort Lauderdale. I'm not sure what the pricing is. It's only like $100 round trip to Grand Bahama, so it'll be no more than that and probably less. But what would really be cool with that is you can go over on the ferry. It leaves in the morning. You get there like 10:30 or 11 o'clock. You can do a two-tank afternoon dive. Stay one night, party, do a two-tank morning dive, have the whole afternoon, and go back. You could get in as many dives as you would on a four-day, three-night dive vacation because you don't have to worry about diving and flying.
Right.
So we're really excited about that. And it's like a 400-passenger vessel. Of course, you're saying, well, how are they going to justify a 400-passenger vessel for a island 700 feet wide? Well, the other big news is Genting Corporation, which is a big gaming company out of Malaysia,
yeah,
that was trying to put in a mega resort in Miami that didn't pan out. They had just cut a deal to put a casino in Bimini, so that's going to justify that ferry boat running.
Wow, okay. So they got a casino going into Bimini, too, and that'll be for the fast ferry. That'll, like, justify the numbers, I guess. And, you know, I guess another alternative, I'm wondering if you could do, like, a one-way thing. Say, just for the experience, to fly over to Bimini in a seaplane. Maybe you fly over there because you want to get there quick, and you want to get right to your diving. And then you do some diving for the day, and then you take the ferry back. So you don't have to fly after diving type of thing. That would be an option too, maybe, huh?
That would work. I didn't think of that. I'm going to put you in charge of my marketing. That's a great idea.
Another idea. Another idea.
You can still go over on the ferry and do a two-tank dive and come back on the ferry that day.
Wow. Well, there you go. Yeah. That would make things quite convenient as well.
Except for sitting there in the flipper in the casino on the boat.
Sitting there on the flipper? What do you mean?
Sitting there in your flippers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't
think your fins, no?
No, these fast ferries.
They don't have
casinos on them, I don't think.
I would think, and maybe if they're going past your dive site, they have like a little zip wire out of the back. You just strap your tank on, your BC, and you just zip wire down into the water off the back of the boat as it zooms past.
I like it.
Yeah, maybe I can just get them to on the way over to just stop at the reef, drop them off, and then I can run out and pick them up. How about that,
Bill? There we go. Talking. There's a one-way trip.
They're on a boat. I mean, really.
Nobody would be more excited about diving in the water with no dive boat around than I would.
You know, they got to throttle down to idle. They got to idle down there when they get close to the island anyway. It's just a little tricky giant stride entry, and you're good to go. And then you have them pick you up on the way out. You don't even have to clear customs that way, do you? I'm just saying. I don't know. Hey, okay, see, that's why you don't want to have us on your marketing team. You hear what I'm saying there, Neil? Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, even now, we've also got two daily flights on United to Bimini, so it's never been easier to get to Bimini. And the Bahamas is still running some specials, you know, with $50 dive credit when you stay so many nights and stuff. Of course, all of this is on BiminiDive.com website. And you know, Bimini is just unbelievable diving. We have everything in the world over there. We've got two great shark dives. We've got one of the few places in the entire Caribbean that you can do an interactive wild dolphin encounter, you know, on a land-based trip. We've got the Victory Reefs down south. We've got a little Stingray City now that is a great attraction. And just, you know, the diversity and the visibility and the accessibility of Bimini is just unbelievable. I mean, just to think you're 20 minutes away from South Florida in a world away in terms of diving. It can rival any dive destination in the Caribbean.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'll second that. BiminiDive.com, Neil Watson, the man in the know when it comes to everything in the Bahamas, especially Bimini. All right, we're going to go into Dominica for Dive Fest next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. Before we go to Dominica, we're going to try to connect with Woody there for Dive Fest. I got Captain Cocktail on the line from South Florida, Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters. Jeff, how are you, Eddie? How are you, my friend?
Yes.
Good.
All right.
You're blowing up stuff.
The water is beautiful.
The water is beautiful, is it? You know, well, it should be. A July 4th holiday. I know you guys just blew up a bunch of stuff and let the divers watch it from your dive boats, right?
Yeah, just as long as we didn't blow up the dive
boat. As long as they didn't blow up the dive boat, it was fun for everybody. That was
exactly
the prerequisite. Got it. So,
yeah, it was awesome. We did a dive and then watched the fireworks. It's pretty cool.
Nice. All right, so you had that going on this week. And I know you're getting ready for a lobster season, and the lobster slayer coming down there to school them lobsters, right?
The lobsters are shaking in their boots right now. Worked out that the slayer is on his way.
Yes, I am preparing accordingly, getting my looper nice and lubricated, so it'll slide and loop right over the tail of those lobsters, and it will be good to go. What about you? Are you going to do some lobster on this year?
I'm certainly glad you finished that sentence off. I'm still a little nervous there. This is a family channel.
So says you. But you're going to a mini season last Wednesday and Thursday of July. That's big business for you guys down there in South Florida, right?
Oh, yeah. If you're just about 50% of the businesses are closed because nobody's at work. I call it the most sick days out of the year are always on that last Wednesday and Thursday of July.
Yes, it is.
Because everybody will be in the ocean.
Yeah. Have you been seeing any lobsters out there lately preparing, the ones shaking in their boots?
They're trickling in. They always do that, though, this time of the year. Then all of a sudden they just show up and they're there. So, yeah, the lobsters, we're starting to see them. They'll start coming in a little bit more at a time, you know, and then, of course, the night of, here they come.
That's right, yeah. SouthFloridaDiving.com, go there, book your mini season, and who knows, I might see you out there on the boat, too.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Yeah.
surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I do like the water.
Oh, water and fish.
It's the same number I have for him everywhere. I'm going to try to get Lacey right now.
Yes, water, water, water everywhere. We love it, especially when it's nice and clear for us divers. All right, so a couple little tidbits. We're trying to hook up with Woody from Dominica. Dive Fest is going on this week. Now, we were supposed to be there, but we had some scheduling issues and ended up coinciding or conflicting with a little family time I had scheduled. So that's one of the reasons why we didn't make it out there with the mermaids this year. But next year will be another story. We do have some people that are there to represent Scuba Radio that are evidently going to Dominica on a sailboat. Charlene and her gang, they ordered a bunch of Scuba Radio shirts and hats and everything. They were planning to hang with us at Dive Fest. Of course, when I told them we weren't going, they were a little let down or maybe relieved. That might be more appropriate. But they're out there getting ready to launch into Dive Fest, and we'll hear from them hopefully in the next few weeks on how the event went, which is always a blast. You can never have a bad time in Dominica, and Dive Fest is just a fun event with all the dive operators and the local folks as well. So we'll try to connect with them a little bit later on. Now, last night, you know, I had this movie on my DVR, and we finally watched it last week or last night. Dolphin Tale. This is about this dolphin in Clearwater, Florida, in an aquarium or a facility there that they had rescued and lost his tail because it got tied up in some fishing line or something like that, and they had to amputate the dolphin's tail. And they put a prosthetic fin on it, and that's what the movie's about. It's all a warm, fuzzy, family-friendly film. It was okay. Kind of blah, but you know, who doesn't like dolphins? I mean, whether they're in the wild, they're in an aquarium, wherever, it doesn't matter. They are some of the coolest animals on the planet. And Mermaid Lacey, who we haven't talked to lately, is on Scuba Radio right now to share a little dolphin story or dolphin tale of her own. Lacey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm great. So, you know, it's been a while since we've done the mermaid thing with you, Lacey, because you've been hard at work down there in the Florida Keys working with dolphins, right?
That's right, yeah. I haven't actually had the tail on since October.
It's been too long, but you know, you've had to work, and you know, I understand that. You know, you might want to think that doing that mermaid tail thing may help you interact with those dolphins that you're playing with every day. Theater of the Sea, which is the park, right?
Yeah.
So that's down there in Isla Mirada, right? Isla Mirada, Tavernier area, or what? What is it?
Yeah, it's down in the Florida Keys in Isla Mirada.
Okay, and you are an official dolphin what? What is your title? Wrangler?
Well, I am actually not with the dolphins right now, no. I was doing an internship to get training experience with marine mammals, and when I finished my internship, I got hired in as an animal trainer.
Yeah.
I'm not with the dolphins yet, but I am working with sea turtles, nurse sharks, a couple of alligators, a crocodile, stingrays, all kinds of fish.
Yeah, it's just they got so many different types of marine life down there. It's crazy. Theater of the Sea is a really cool little aquatic theme park type thing. It's quite, you can get really up close and personal with the animals, much more so than some of the bigger parks of its ilk, I would say. It's quite nice. And not as well known if you haven't been to the Keys. A lot of people may not have heard of this place, but it's a really neat little park. Now, so, you know, when they assign you the different animals, Lacey, what is your favorite that you're carrying for? Because that's what it is. Like, they assign the people, the different animals, and you're responsible, what, for feeding them and making sure they got everything they have, that kind of thing, or what?
Lacey, hold on one second while I ask Greg a quick question before you answer that.
Yeah.
So, you've got the two kids. Which one's your favorite, Greg?
What do you mean?
Which one of your kids is your favorite? You don't ask people what their favorite is when they've got a whole bunch of things they're taking care of.
Well, my favorite is the one that's away right now. Let's see. Yeah. Whichever one is not bothering me at the moment. No, I don't know. But I don't know. What do you think, Lacey? I mean, do you have a particular animal?
Well, he does have a really good point with that.
So you?
I am the primary caretaker on a few animals that I am close. I of course have a very good relationship with, and I love them to death. But I love all of the animals there, and it's hard to choose because.
No, wait a minute.
I don't know. This is an easier question, though. Lacey, let me ask you a different question, which I think is much easier. What's your least favorite animal that you have to take care of? Because there probably is a least favorite
one. And don't worry about hurting any animals' feelings, because they're not dolphins, the intelligent ones. The other, you're dealing with all the other ones. If they were dolphins, I understand. Because they could be listening right now telepathically to Scuba Radio, because they're so damn smart.
And you've already told all of your animals you'd rather be with the dolphins anyway. So really, quite honestly, every one of the animals knows, we're not one of those stupid mammals like you like.
Yeah. Do you notice,
so what's your least favorite
one? Jealousy amongst the critters. I don't know.
So like a really ugly alligator or something?
No, actually, the alligators are awesome.
Yeah,
well, we actually have our alligators trained, so it's a lot of fun working with them because we get to go out and do different training sessions with them. Same with the turtles. But one of the things that I'm enjoying doing the most right now is actually shark training.
Really? Shark training?
Yeah, she's created these three sharks. They are now mindless eating machines. It is unbelievable how good of a job she's done with these.
That can't be right. What are you training the sharks to do, let alone the alligators? I would like the... I'd like to know a little bit of both of this, these things, actually.
Well, we have a couple of different programs that are in the works right now. The first one, we're actually in the process of training one of our alligators to paint. She pretty much has it down. She knows how to paint. So pretty soon, if somebody comes to Theater of the Sea, they'll be able to do a paint with the alligator program.
Wow.
And
painting the alligators. You're going to put Weiland out of business or something. Oh, my God. Jeez.
But the other one is actually like an interactive program with nurse sharks, where hopefully pretty soon we're going to be able to have people swim with our nurse sharks. And what we're working on with them right now is getting them used to being handled by people. And pretty soon we're going to be able to put people in the water with them, hopefully have the nurse sharks sit on their lap so they can kind of cradle them. And
how many
really cool animals, and you wouldn't realize that they're able to do so much. And
now, I got to ask. Lacey, how many trainers did you have to go through before you got to the part where they were used to being handled like that? No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. that's why they needed a new intern like Lacey, I guess. No, I'm just, it was too easy. Too easy. But, all right. So, yeah, you're just getting the animals used to being handled and acclimated to having people in the water with them or whatever from that standpoint, I guess, right? Along those lines.
And I mean, it's been in the works for quite some time now. And when I first was watching, before I was even participating in it, you know, I see quite a difference from then that I do now at this point now. Like, as soon as we're in the water, we have a little bench in the water with them. We can sit on the bench and they'll swim right up into our lap. Whereas before, you know, they were a little apprehensive about getting too close to people and stuff. And now they know what to do. They're like, okay, it's time to go and swim into these girls' laps. They're going to pet us now.
Wow. So Mermaid Lacey has evolved into a shark and alligator whisperer. Is that kind of it in a nutshell?
It's a pretty appropriate career for a mermaid.
Yes. Well, you know, like I said, put the mermaid tail on there. See how they react to that. That could be a new experiment. We've done it with great whites. Why not alligators and nurse sharks? What?
Or dolphins. Who knows? We actually do enrichment with our animals, which is, you know, anything that's kind of out of the ordinary for them, things that will get them excited and get them to explore different areas of their habitats, everything like that. So we always try to switch it up and do new fun things with them. So who knows? Maybe we'll put some of the girls in some mermaid tails.
That's a great idea, because I got to tell you what, you know, just swimming up into the lap of a girl gets me excited. Hey, so I can see where it would work for
and,
for a nurse shark.
Bill is a form of mammal. And so I'm just saying it might
be. I'm looking for all the enrichment I can get.
Nice. Well, Lacey, thanks for the update. We do appreciate it, and wish you the best. And maybe we'll have to come down there and see how things are going at Theater of the Sea. Okay?
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, well, you know, I want to mention to you also, there is another mermaid that works at Theater of the Sea.
Okay, well, we'll have to track her down.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We gotta get down, get down. Gotta get down, gotta get down, gotta get down, get down. Oh, no, no. Gotta get down.
All right, we have connected with Dominica. It is Dive Fest. Kicks off, I believe, today, if I'm not mistaken, or yesterday, maybe. Woody, our driver, our guy in the know when it comes to Dominica, is on the line from the island right now. Woody, how are you, my friend?
Hey, greetings from Dominica, and we're missing you guys on here, man.
Yes, I know. It's not the same.
Yeah, I'm missing Scuba Radio. I'm missing the mermaids. I'm missing, just hanging out with you guys.
Yes, well, he didn't mention me personally. He mentioned the mermaids and Scuba Radio.
He didn't mention me at all.
Yeah, but that's okay. Who could blame him?
You're the star, Greg. You're always the star.
Yeah, well, yeah. You got to get through me to get to the mermaids, I guess, is kind of how it works. But
of course.
Regardless, I know Dive Fest, it kicked off. Did it kick off last night? Do I have the dates right or no? When did it kick off exactly?
Yes, it kicked out last night with Dive Fest in the Garden, which was something new this year. Of course, this year Dive Fest is a little bit low key than previous years, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the sponsors have cut back a little bit, so we decided to keep things quite small.
Yeah.
And last night there was a cocktail party at a restaurant called Tao, which was it was called Dive Fest in the Garden.
Hmm.
And there was also free lionfish samples. Of course, the big thing nowadays here is is we're trying to save the reef, eat a lionfish.
Right.
That's what we're trying to promote here, eating lionfish.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never had it personally myself, but I hear it's quite delicious.
Yeah, it's supposedly a very tasty fish. Well, I've had it. What am I talking about? I've had lionfish nuggets in the Bahamas. But are they fairly prevalent there in Dominica now? Obviously, they're around enough, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Simon Walter, my brother Billy from Aldine, I mean, they've been catching a lot lately, of course. You know,
yeah, all right.
Thing, you know, trying to change the concept, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Well, so you had a little lionfish kickoff dinner to bring awareness to the fact that, first of all, they're out there, and secondly, that you can eat them. So get to it, boys.
Right.
Yeah. So
right. And
what about the canoe race? Are they going to do the big Kabuli canoe race at the end of the week or what?
Next
weekend, huh?
Yeah. That's going to be next week, Sunday. And, of course, that's usually the highlight of Dive Fest. The Kabuli canoe races, of course, you know, last year was a wicked time for us, you know. You know how it was last year.
Yes, well, yeah, last year.
Who sunk the boat anyway? Was it you or Tony who sunk the boat?
Yeah, me and Tony set an awesome pace for the Kabuli canoe race. It's going to be hard to top that. And, you know, the pressure was just too much to try to repeat the stellar performance that Tony and I did last time.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is I just wanted to make her look good, but, you know, you can only do so much. You know what I'm saying? And I can say that because she's not here and she never listens. Otherwise,
well,
I would have been stabbed right now. What's that? Say that again.
I was saying that I just heard Lacey, so I want to say hi to Lacey out there, and I also heard Neil. So if Neil's listening, hey Neil, goodies from Dominican.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, they all keep up with you on Facebook. You're up there on doing that, keeping everybody informed. Woody so when they come to the island, they go see the island with your tour and that kind of thing in your his Land Rover tour, which is quite unique and the way to see the island for sure if you're going to go visit.
So are you heading off to London soon, Woody? We got anything going on with the Olympics?
Well, actually, I'm not going to London. Well, I kind of wish I was going to London, but I'm not. I'm on a different assignment this summer.
Ah.
I'm actually taking up fencing, the sport of fencing, because now I'm the president of the National Federation here in Dominica. So I took this initiative this summer to actually do a fencing course in Atlanta, and I'm also going up to Guatemala next weekend to attend a conference.
Wow!
So the sport of fencing is slowly being taken over by me here.
So
here in Dominica.
So Woody, you're basically training to be the Zorro of Dominica. Am I right? Do you have a cape and like a little mask kind of thing, or can I suggest such an outfit?
Well, I don't
for
know
you?
About the mask, but
yeah, get a cape at least.
Well, I'm trying to develop the sport from scratch, and it's an exciting project for me. It's really, you know. As I mentioned before, I'm fencing. It's a new sport on the island, and it's never been launched, so I'm hoping to do a lot with it.
I like it.
There are two things that I think you need to keep in mind when learning fencing. One, every time you leave, I believe that it's in the rules, you have to say foiled again.
Ah.
If you lose at fencing.
Foiled again, okay.
Yes, foiled again. And you have to always...
Well, I guess I've been learning that in my court.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have to remind everyone that fencing makes good neighbors.
Well, maybe.
Aha. Of course, I can understand that one.
Yes, barely. Let me make this suggestion. Since I'm not there for Dive Fest this year, when they do the Kabuli canoe race at the end of Dive Fest, after
just
a week
blow
of diving.
Up a boat.
No, whoever loses, you stab them. And just kind of add that extra element of excitement to the whole festivities. Because we do have...
Yeah, no, I mean, we definitely miss you guys this year.
Yeah, well, we have some Scuba Radio representation that are hanging out at Dive Fest this week. So I know you're going to have a colorful crew to entertain there on the Nature Island there.
Well,
so, yeah?
Well, I won't be here because I'm actually leaving tomorrow. I'm leaving for Atlanta tomorrow.
Well, that's good, so then. Well, that'll probably mean you won't end up in jail with that group. So that's probably just as well. But be on the lookout for them.
I won't be to bail them out.
Yes, so. Warn your friends and neighbors and all that kind of thing. That people running around in scuba radio shirts and hats, they're trouble. But it's not us, so feel free to have your way with them or whatever. But all right, DominicaDiveFest.com. Woody is the man. You can find him on Facebook, Dominica Woody or Woody Dominica. Just do a little search there. You'll be good to go. All right, so that'll do it for this week. You know, we got a great show next week, and then it's time for lobster season. It's going to be big. Till then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.